For many, a drink after work or with friends is an enjoyable pastime that gives us the chance to relax or unwind. However, that's not always the case.
Cheers, you're cheating the face!
Any more of that?
You
never come in, right?
Home Secretary Theresa May set out the extent of the problem when she laid out plans to introduce a minimum price of 40p on every unit of alcohol sold.
Almost 1 million violent crimes.
In response to a Freedom of Information request made by this radio station, the council have admitted that nearly 3,000 pictures containing images of graphic nudity, sexual acts and extreme violence have been viewed on the authorities' PCs in the last 3 years. Furthermore, the council have also identified that another 6,500 images of an inappropriate nature have also been viewed online.
This is Hallam FM.
Parents who force their children to get married could face jail from today as the government's planning to make it a criminal offence. David Cameron says forced marriage is little more than slavery.
Figures obtained by BBC Radio Manchester show last year in Greater Manchester there were 5,000 children in care, and only 200 of them found adoptive parents.
But the headlines here from the Civic Centre at the moment is that Tony Egerton has been elected for a third term in office as Mayor of Mansfield. We'll have full reaction throughout the next hour here. In fact, if you stay with me in a moment's time, Tony Egerton, I believe, will step forward and give his acceptance speech. Here is Tony Egerton.
But what can I say?
Whilst we've got you here, one of our local Labour MPs, Jeff Hoon, is stepping down at the next election. Has he done the right thing?
No, it's absolutely a matter for Jeff whether he steps down or not. He's been a good colleague. I didn't agree with what he did earlier this year. But to be honest, for the Labour Party, we're now looking forward.
As the controversial proposals got the go-ahead, angry scenes developed as the public galleries were cleared after the meeting. Chairman Sally Higgins, who effectively put the proposals through, had to leave the Civic Centre under a police escort last night. Before leaving, though, she told us the Lyndhurst project will bring huge economic benefits to the town.
It's a very difficult time for everyone at the moment, and we've got to do whatever we can to try and regenerate Mansfield, which I'm afraid has had a lack of regeneration over the last few years.
Nearly 150 people and businesses voiced their opposition to the plans, and speaking afterwards, local demonstrators told me they'd lost all faith in local government.
Now, democracy doesn't seem to exist in this country anymore. Sadly, if it did, the councillors would listen to the people, but they don't appear to.
Further designs will have to be submitted to the council, but last night's decision has perhaps set the town on a new course, which will ultimately change the way Mansfield looks in the coming years.